holding Siman Tafresh Peches Sif Vav. So Yom Tes Vav Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. So that's possible. Purim can fall out on a Friday, and Purim falls out on a Friday, so then Tes Vav falls out on Shabbos. So in Karan HaMegillah B'Shabbos. So you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because that word had this gezeira of reading Megillah on Shabbos, because a person might come to carry it. So what they do, the matim and the grace of Erev Shabbos. So the krochim, which are supposed to read on Tesvov, read on Yudalit. The government ma'os matnas anim and mechalkim is some babayim, and matanas abayim is also given out on that day. So the Megillah is read on Erev Shabbos and matanas abayim. V'yom Shabbos matzin shnei svarim b'sheni karnim b'yavam molek. So the Kriya Satara, please.
Ran there.
I guess I think that was one thing. Can I go 11?
Sure.
So the Kriya Satara, which we normally learn on Purim, that's done on Shabbos.
Want lemon zinger or you want lemon in your
tea? Lemon zinger.
Well, I remember Alham Nisim. So the tefillah the tefillah elements of Purim are kept on Tesvav. So they say Al Nisim is that done on Tesvav, and the Kriya Satara is done on Shabbos. So it means you lay in one the regular parsha, and the second Sefer Torah you lay the psukim that you lay in normally Purim morning. Then. The Ve'noisin Sudas Purim Ad Yamecha B'Shabbos, but the Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos, Shalach Manos, which goes with the Sudas Purim, are done on Sundays. This is what's referred to in the vernacular as a Purim Mishulish, to 3-day Purim, because the Mitzvahs Purim are spread out over 3 days. The Megillah and the Matanos Abayim is on Friday, Al Nisim and Kriyas HaTorah is on Shabbos, and Sudas Purim and Shalach Manos is on Sunday. The possibility of the 14th doesn't exist, can't happen on Shabbos, so it's never relevant to discuss that issue. What would people which are not in walled cities do if the 14th fell out on Shabbos? The answer is it won't fall out on Shabbos. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. It's incorrect. The Gosra Bonan Shema Yelech Yitzel Chacham Lalam Do Eich Likroiso Yavirena Arba Amos Bishr Rishos Rav. So the same way Chazal, we're afraid we can't take Lulav on Shabbos or blow Shefer on Shabbos because we're concerned that somebody in his zeal to fulfill the mitzvah will go to somebody who can help him do the mitzvah properly and forget and carry on Shabbos. So similarly, we're worried about that possibility when it comes to reading the Megillah. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So we read that before, read it on Erev Shabbos. Now, according to that calculation, so if Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, Vaz Yom HaShabbos Ches LaOder Hu Parsha Zachar. So Parsha Zachar will be the previous Shabbos, which is going to be on the 8th of Adar. Maftirin Pekadazi, and the Haftarah of Zohar is Pekadazi, like usual. Right? That the Pesukim talk about, that the Bereshim tells, Shmuel tells, gets a Nevuah to tell Shaul to go out and fight Amalek. Bereshim is Pekadazi, he's going to address that which Molech did to Bal Yisrael, attack them. So that's the Pesukim of Pekadazi. That is appropriate to Parsha Zohar, like we said before. But Gam Tesva, but the other, so now, so it's a Purim, Shabbos is Purim in the walled city. So you lay in the first Sefer Torah, the regular Parsha of the week. The second Sefer Torah, you read the Pesukim of Amalek. So we saw before the rule was that the Maftir, the Haftarah goes based on what the Maftir is. So the Maftir is about the destruction of Amalek. So therefore, the Haftarah is about Pekadati. So you learn again the Haftarah Pekadati is second by Krokim and the second limb. So the only place where we have you learn the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row is in this scenario. So you learn Pekadati Bekrokim in the walled cities. Aba Yoris Maftir Mesed Rashua. In the regular cities, you're just laying based on the regular mafter of the week, however it's going to turn out. Now, we said before, in a case where if your dalal falls out on Erev Shabbos, that means the Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, so Aleph Adar was Parshas HaChodesh, Ches Adar is Parshas Zachar, Tesvav will be just a regular Shabbos without any special kriya. The Chav Beis will be Parah, and Chav Tes will be a Parsha Zachodesh. I said Aleph Adar is Shkolim, right? That's what I meant to say. Ches is Zachar. Tesvav is a regular Parsha with no kriya. Chav Beis is Parah, and Chav Tes is Chodesh. So for the people which are they are Yoris, not the Krochim, they're going to read this regular Kriya Torah and a regular Mafter, a Haftarah. But we should on the day of Purim, we need to talk about Purim. We need to discuss Purim. So we fulfill it normally by reading the Megillah.
Hello.
So in this situation.
Hi. You want to listen in? Hold on.
What?
Gabe.
You know, let him call my cell.
Because he wants to call him, so
okay, just hold a minute, okay? Can you hear me? Hi. So we're holding in Sif Vav. We're holding by the Mishabura already. We're holding Mishabura at the end of Sif Kot and Tezayim. So we said when you have a Purim Sholosh, which the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, so you don't land the Megillah on Shabbos, you land the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. But there's a law of Shalom Adarshan, Baba Yer Mehilchus Purim. You need to talk about, this is the day which for this city was when the they are supposed to celebrate the Nes. So on that day itself, you say Alanissim, and on that day itself you lay in by the Parsha of Yavah Molek. On that day itself, you also need to talk about the halachas as a way to fulfill speaking about the topic of the day, which normally you fulfill that by letting the Megillah. Okay, it's actually interesting. Meiri says, the Gemara says in Megillah, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives three terutzim. So one of them is that the Hallel, when Klaizel left Mitzrayim, so we left the Rishos to Paro and became Avde Hashem. So we're Hallel Avde Hashem, we're Loy Avde Paro. But now, even though we're still subjugated, as it were, to Achashverosh, the Gemara says, Katei Avde Achashverosh, so we can't say Hallel Avde Hashem in that situation. One terrace. The Morris says another terrace. You don't say Hallel on Nes, which took place in Chutz La'aretz. The third terrace, the Morris says, is that you fulfill Hallel with Kriyas Megillah. So the Meiri over there says it comes out of a situation a person would not own a Megillah, not be able to read the Megillah. He would say, he holds the halacha, you have to say Hallel according to that Mandaber. He says halacha, a person should say Hallel. We don't pass him like that, but theoretically, according to him, it should come out of a test of. I think somebody pointed out once that, according to him, Tesva falls out on Shabbos, the tzibur should say Hallel on Shabbos and to replace Kriyas and Megillah. Interesting thought. Okay, we don't do that. Yud Zayin, Varmal and Nisim, Shabbos, Velober Arab Shabbos. So the day which is really Purim for them, that's what they say Alanisim. So that's really on Tesva, which is Shabbos. Shememus the Krochim is Manam, but Tesva, Velob Yudel. The real day is the 15th, not the 14th. Rakhmashum Gezeira can now, but since Chazal were afraid the person would carry the Megillah, Sikhalikris and Megillah Arab Shabbos, they moved the Kriyas and Megillah back. They didn't move the Yom Tov back, they moved Kriyas and Megillah back. So therefore, the correct date is Hellenism is on Tesva, which is Shabbos. So we don't say if a person says Hellenism, a person says Hellenism, possibly in the middle of the year, it might be considered a hefsek. So a person he's in a krochim and he says Hellenism on the 14th. So it's not we don't make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's not considered a hefsek. It was inappropriate to say it there. That we're not concerned about. That much is not true. Now that might be true in general. Right, that might be general true, even not in the case of a per mishulish, regular weekday. You know, like this year. So test. The Yudal falls out on Thursday, and Tesla falls out on Friday. So somebody from he's in a krochim or a kafim, and they're going to celebrate Thursday night and Friday. Yom Tesla, but he said Alanisim by mistake on the morning of the 14th. So he doesn't have to go back in that situation either, because it's still the it's only considered a hefsek. If you say something which just doesn't belong there at all, you can't say what you're saying right now is something which is totally out of place. It is the nisim which Rosham did to us in those days, and not in our city specifically, but that so you can't say it was totally improper. Okay, mechanim and seen by sefer Torah. It's if the real Yom Tov is on Shabbos for them. Kriyas HaTorah is on Shabbos, not an Erev Shabbos. The Yoros Ermim Alanisim Yidal B'Lam B'Tesvav. The unwalled city is said on the 14th, not the 15th. V'Erev Masupik Im Himukevaz Chavim Yisrael Shumanun Ermim Alanisim B'Shtein Yomim. So here we have that idea again. Let's say city, which I'm not sure what its status is. You say both days. So how do you say both days? As much as a Sufi that you have to say it, it's also a Sufi that could be, it's a Hefzik. So you see this idea again, that's not considered a hefsek because it's not totally inappropriate there. Okay, now, so but the Sunnis Purim is on Sunday. So now we understand why Kriyas and Megillah is on Erev Shabbos. Chazal also said that once you're moving the Kriyas and Megillah to Erev Shabbos, you have to give out Matanos of Yonim, because the Aniyim are hearing about Matanos of Yonim in the Megillah. They're saying, money, money, money. We have some money finally, and then nobody gives money. So it'd be very disappointing for them, so that we give out Matanos of Yonim on Erev Shabbos also. Shabbos is the real Yom Tov, so on Shabbos the real Yom Tov, so you lay in the proper Kriya, you say Alanisim, but so why don't you celebrate the Suda on Shabbos also? The Rinnah Yerushalmi, the Asur Sama Shabbos, make the Suda on Shabbos. Amalei Yimei Mishta Ksiv. So the Pasuk says Yimei Mishta. Es Shesim Chosoy Tluya Bebezdin. Yetzeh Shabbos Shesim Chosoy Bidei Shemayim Hi. This is something which Chazal made into a Yom Tov. This is something which the Baruch Hu made into a holy day. So Shabbos is not the proper, is not an expression of Chazal's decision to make it a special day. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention what to do with Shalach Manos, but the Mishnah points out who did Mimela the Shishluch Manos Gam Yom Yishun B'Shabbos. So once that's true that the Suda is on Shabbos, Therefore, the Shalach Moses is also on Shabbat. Is on Sunday. Therefore, Shalach Moses is also on Sunday.
Like in the olden times, like when they used to make a chasna there of Shabbos and then have the Suda Friday night, that was like, because that was like the only way they could possibly do it. Like that wasn't looked at as infringing on Shabbos.
No, see, the problem isn't so much infringing on Shabbos, the problem is the other way around. Are you infringing on the chasna? In other words, the question that you're asking is that when you make a chasa Arab Shabbos and then you use the Suda Shabbos for the meal, who's losing? Uh-huh. So Shabbos Suda isn't losing, right? It's you're not making a special meal for the Yom Tov, right, for the celebration of the wedding, because
right.
You would have made it anyway,
right?
So that we say okay, that's not a problem. Uh-huh. But here we're going to have that problem because it means this meal you're making is the meal which they're due to the Shabbos, not due to the special element of the day. Vehinei Maral Chaviv, the Maral Ibn Chaviv, Herich Lohechiyah at the Baba Shalom Ein Sover came. This is the Yerushalmi. So it comes on the Maral Ibn Chaviv. And he holds Dait Shasura Hiba Shabbos, that the Bible holds that this, you make the Sura on Shabbos. Well, so Cain Maisa B'Yerushalayim. So he did like that. He was living in Yerushalayim at the time of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef was in Tzvas, he was in Yerushalayim. Megam Yishtach Monas B'Shabbos, Ke Monas Heme Asura. The monas are part of the suda idea. The monas go together with the suda. That the either you learn there's two explanations given in the Akharim before the mitzvah of Shalach Monas. One is to make sure everybody has food for the suda. So obviously it's going to be connected with the suda. Alternatively, it's a way to express the simcha, which again the day of simcha was Shabbos. So we who celebrate the Yemei Mishnah, the Simcha element on Sunday, so we do Shalach Monas on Sunday also. That's where we're actually celebrating the Simcha. He says, no, have a suit on Shabbos, and therefore the Shalach Monas will be in Shabbos also. But Raz Kelik Alev Simcha B'Mazayim Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Chenu Gam Kein Dasa Morgan of Roma Kavan Esanam Shubas Ani Behuda Kelik Alev Simen Beis. Fine. So the Suda B'Shitas, and he says that the Iker Psak is like the is he seems to be more inclined to the halach like the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot Lamed, so again we have the Merle Bach saying now arguing the Shulchan Aruch, which he was allowed to do that. We have the Magen Avraham and the Karmel Nisan and the Rebbe Yehuda and the Radbaz saying like the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, because of the Reyosav Ein Mechrochas Ein Bonokarach Lach Lachal Yushalmi. So the Magen Avraham writes that the arguments of the Merle Bach are not convincing. Repi Chodesh Mitzadish Yasa Asura B'Shabbos Gam Yemalov Chem Yishlach Monas B'Shteyan. He comes up with a solution. You do the Surah twice. You do the Surah Spurim on Shabbos, and do the Surah Spurim again on Sunday. And you give Shalach Monas on Shabbos, and give Shalach Monas on Sunday. And that's how he addresses that Shita. Now, I think there's some people which are very machmer on that Shita. Especially the Adul Yoda element of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're machmer dafka to both Shabbos and Sunday. Mihine, Prichadosh Oysel Taltal Megillah B'Shabbos, Me'achar Shein Kardim Bay. Comes Brichadosh and says, since you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, so it's Muksa, you can't move it. Well, Kamar Kardim Cholkim Malov. Many Echardim disagree with the Prichadosh. Well, Matirin, then they allow you to move the Megillah on Shabbos. We had before in general that Kisei Kodesh are not intrinsically are something which is not Muksa. Chazal made a totally Mutzun to move. Mishabura talks about this back in Hilchos Muksa. Mishabura there points out that the Prima Gadam also paskins you're allowed to move it. Okay, so but even according to Pichadosh, it's only muktzah this Shabbos. So a person has a Megillah on the week before and he wants to move his Megillah, he's allowed to move his Megillah. He wants to learn from it, he can learn from it. He wants to just move it because it's taking up space. He wants to move it somewhere else, or he wants to move it because it'll be safer at a different spot. He can move the Megillah. There's no muktzah at all. When he's living in a walled city and it falls out on Shabbos, and there's a concern a person might come to read the Megillah on Shabbos, that Shabbos, the Megillah is muktzah. So it's like one of those riddles, like, when is an item of muktzah only once every 3 years, you know? Something like that. Okay. Sif Zion. But first, person is going out to sea. Are we traveling with a caravan? He can't take along a Megillah. Doesn't have a Megillah to take with him. And he's leaving before Purim. So we're going to be allow him, because Chazal created a second option. He can read it either on the 13th, the 12th, or the 11th, without a bracha. He's leaving even before he can't wait till go with the next caravan. He has to leave now, and they're leaving on tests. So Yeshar and Shakara are feeling mitchilas a chodesh. Hello. Okay. Okay. So we're holding in Sif Zion. So, if a person can't wait till Yod Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, so he can possibly even read from earlier in the month. Now it's interesting. Again, this is Yerushalmi. Again, who says that possibility? The Mishnah just mentions that you can go early Yod Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. There is talking to about the villages. Here's a new scenario: a person leaving to a place where he can't get the Megillah. Can you read it earlier? Shami says yes. Most of that's the minute. If later on it turns out he doesn't get a Megillah on Yudalit, he has to read it again. So even though he's Yotze, not when he has an option of reading on Yudalit. Yotes, if he had an option of taking the Megillah with him, he would be mechuyav to do that. Okay, so you read your gimel. You can read out that your gimel or your beis or your aleph. The kibbutz asur. Now the halacha is, and it's a halacha of laning early. We hold that when you lay in the megillah b'zmana, you do not require minyan to have the right to lay in the megillah with a megillah b'yotze. However, when you lay in it early, because that required you should do it with a group of 10. The kibbutz asur. That's the rule we said. He's reading it not in his proper time. You need to have the minyan of people with you. So he says, even by yourself. And the Mishnah will talk about a situation where this requirement of 10, is that really b'di'evad necessary or not? That's a mechlok is later on reisadi. This halach of 10 doesn't necessarily mean 10 adults. Possibly 10, even 10 children would be sufficient. The reason why you need 10 wasn't because you need a minyan, because you need to publicly declare and express the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pesuminisa. So that requires 10 people. So this concept which we have that the kforim can go back early, so they have to read twice or is once enough. The same question would apply to these people which are leaving, so they read it once by daytime before they go. They also have to read it the night time a second time besides. That's a question which he raises from the Ran. He doesn't give any type of resolution. The Sharatzian says, if that would be true, you have to read Belilah. Do you need 10 people before the Lila? He says no. Nighttime you'll read it by yourself, and in the daytime you'll have to get that. You have to get 10 people. Probably should be by Shayoris, not by Yoris. The Torah Mashik South, the Torah Grace Gamalila, the towns like you really have to read it twice. So Kriyasa Megillah, allowing you to do it earlier in the month. The other mitzvahs of Purim, Sudas Purim, Shalach Manas, and Matanas of Yarnim, they have to be done in the proper time still. There's nothing preventing him from doing that. Some say if you get going earlier, if you feel the chodesh, the tzibur chodesh is your nepach, the yogel and simcha. The whole month is a month of celebration. So in that situation, we read earlier, and he has an opportunity now, which he had not anticipated, to read it on your dalet. He has to read it on your dalet again, because it occurs to be on your dalet. You lane it, even though he was theoretically yotze, he lanes it again with a bracha, because this is the proper time to be yotze. Okay. Sif Ches. Ben Yer Shahoyza Besvino, Ibederach, Behoy Biyadol Megillah, Behakach Nizamel Betesvav, Kariyosa Betesvav. So he's a Ben Yer, so really his proper day of reading is on Yudal. And he had no way to read on Yudal because he was in a place where he couldn't get a Megillah. Baruch Hashem now gets his hands on Megillah. It's ready the 15th. He's not from a walled city. So what does he do? He reads on the 15th. Chav Gemom Shabru, Karis HaBetesvav, Ubaloi Baruch, the Kvar Ovar Iker Zmana. The proper time has passed for him. He's supposed to be reading on Yudalad. But we're going to allow him, as it were, still to fulfill the mitzvah, because there are people which are yotzei in this day, so the kriya is not inappropriate. Shkriyas Megillah is accepted, but you can't make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. What has a veiluch? Well, you can cloud the tziv below yavur chazal darshan. You can't go later than tesvul. In tov akarv parashias Megillah barerishin. Tzarich l'achter the kriyas b'shenim. A person forgot that there was two adar, and he did all of the mitzvahs of Purim in the first adar. He's got to do it again. Right. So we spoke about recently. We spoke about which Adar is the real Adar. Is the Adar Shani the real Adar, and the Adar Rishon is the extra month? The Adar Rishon is the real Adar, and the Adar Shani is the extra month. So we saw before by the dinim of Yortzeit. Different opinions are brought, and the Ramah said the Iker opinion is the person who the Nifter was Nifter in a Shana Pshuta in Adar. Now it's coming to a year of a Shana Muberis. He should commemorate the Yortzeit in the first Adar, because the true Adar, as it were, is the first Adar. Just that which we do mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs of Purim in the second Adar, Chazal ask the question. Chazal say to be masma gula la gula, because now that the gula of Purim is right next to the gula of Pesach. Not because Adar Sheni is the real Adar and Adar Rishon is the extra one. Okay. Yeah, let's do a little more. Tofresh Peites. So we didn't speak about who's responsible to read the Megillah. So who's chayv? A kol kriya kriyasa. Everybody's chayv in kriyas Megillah. Anoshim, men. V'noshim and women. V'geirim, v'avodim, v'shukorim, freed slaves. Mechantim, esektanim, l'kriya. So we also mechantim, l'ktanim, to also come to be part of the kriya. Aleph, noshim. Of the kriya, he the Rosh Hashanah drama. The chayav, it's a mitzvah to say which is time-based. So why would they be chayav? Because welcome chayavas. They have to also hear kriyas and megillah. Shavhein hayavos and nes. They're also included in the nes, and therefore Chazal made this mitzvah of kriya incumbent upon the women also, because they were also threatened and also saved. Mitzvah hayosag gzeri gam aleihem k'nesiv akra. Now, l'chein tzarcha ish halikroisa bebeisai. If they have psulas or mashorsas, even if his daughter, if his young daughters and his maid, his Jewish maids do not go to shul, he's going to have to read it again at home because they have to hear. So some places they just send them to shul. Well, normally they don't go to the shul during the week, so they'll come to shul and hear kriyas and megillah that way. Many times it's impossible to hear properly in this is Noshim. It's a little bit of a distance away. So I'm not sure why there'd be Yotze in that situation. We'll see later on that the being Yotze, Kriyas and Megillah through hearing it is not as easy as it sounds. Mm-hmm. So you have to hear every word. So sometimes it's hard to hear a word, so that's questionable. Freed slaves, Mishakorim Beis, Alayim Mishakorim Paterim, a Eved Kanani who's not freed is Pater. An Eved Kanani is the same level of responsibility mitzvahs as a woman. It comes out degree, Menashe Minyan Zed, they're worse than women. And he says, the Shartzin and Sivkot and Dalad brings him the Grah. What's the logic? Why is it that Avonim Kananim are the lesser madrega than women? So remember, the women are not chayiv mitzad, the normal responsibility of a woman to do a mitzvah, because it's a time-bound mitzvah. They're chayiv because they were also partook of the nes. So an Eved Kanani is not fully a Jew. He's a slave. So it's hard to say they were part of the nes. So that therefore Chazal did not put any responsibility on the unfreed slave. Then it says, however, there's a second opinion which says that even a slave which is not freed is chayim and kriyas megillah, because he's like a woman. A woman are chayim. The general rule is that a male Eved Kanani has the same level of mitzvahs as a female Yisraelis. A woman is chayim, so they're also going to be chayim. Even mechanach zektanim. So the chiyuv of mechanach a child is when a child reaches an age where he's we're going to create now a new Jewish word. He's chinuchable, right? We'll make it a Hebrew word, right? He has to reach an age where the you can actually train him into the concept of what you're doing. By the Kamam and Sifah, we'll see what that is. What point is considered a gil chinuch? But whereas to bring the child before that, it does not seem to be that there's any union at all. The point is to bring him to be into the mitzvah Megillah, so you should wait till he's chayv and hearing the Megillah. Mekim the gamma noshim chayavas, trust the gamma ktanas, yesh permishum mitzvah chinuch, and the gamma mitzvah vav. So the same way that if the mothers would be put, there'd be no union being mechanic with the girls, because the idea of chinuch is to prepare the child for when he becomes an adult to do the mitzvahs properly. If when he becomes an adult he's not going to be chayiv, there's no union being mechanic him now. But since women are chayiv, therefore it makes sense to be mechanic of the girls also, therefore there's a chayiv chinuch on the girls also. Okay, let's hold it here. That's what you can get the marav.
I hope they'll have it.
What?
I hope they'll have it.
Hopefully. Okay, Gabe, have a good night. I think I just hung up on him.
They canceled the rabbi. Frank canceled his share. I was like,
Because of the.
I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe he was worried about the old one coming out. That's when it coming out.
I'm not sure that is a concern.
What?
I'm sure that is a concern.
Right. Yeah, no. Robertson, can I take?
Yeah, sure.
Because I didn't eat here, I was full, but I would love to try.
Thank you, and for Aliza.
Thank you.
Aliza, especially for letting you out tonight.
Yeah. Well, I remember actually last year, or maybe the winter before, we had a big snowstorm. It was like a Thursday or something. It was like, thank you, Robertson. And you're like, if you come, kakash cake.
Right.
Guys, is Rebbe time for a shout?
Yeah.
Did you wash your Adam?
I did.
Oh.
If that's okay.
Were you warm enough?
I brought a coat.
I understand you brought a coat.
Thank you more, I have plenty.
Are you sure?
Has to.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Robertson. So Matt Manis asked me to learn with him. We used to learn a couple years ago. And so he wants to do Gemara, and I was like, okay, great. So we're interested in doing it at 9 o'clock at night. Previously, I've been going to some of Rabbi Frank's, you know, like after this year, Rabbi Frank's runs like 8:30 to 9:30. So there's two questions. One, should I have in mind like what I think is the best learning, or should I have in mind, you know, it's very important to support the Rav and show him you're coming out for him. So I could say to Matt, you know, like we could do the Rav's learning, it's like Monday and Wednesday night, and try to, I guess, maybe chazer or learn it on Tuesday night too. Like, he's interested in doing at least three nights, maybe four nights, but I wasn't sure. Or should I just say, like, no, let's do our own thing. Like, he suggested Megillah.
Well, I'm here for your way you present the question. You feel you probably learn better with a chavrusa than in the shir.
Well, it's not simply shir learning. Like, he does a shir 9 to 9:30 on Monday, and it's 8 to 30 to 9 chavrusa learning Monday, and then 8:30 to 9:30 on Wednesday. Like, I can't make a lot of it. Like, so I try to go to the Rav shir on Monday, and like, you know, whatever I get on Wednesday night, like 8:55 to 9:30 or whatever.
So you're saying you would go to the one this year and then but not go to the Caruso's on the other time?
Yeah, or I could try to ask Matt, you know, to learn.
That night, learn that, you mean?
On Wednesday night and, like, try to learn it.
And other
like,
nights when we get a little...
Yeah, learn. Well, or try to convince him to do this learning to... I wasn't sure, like, if I should... Like, is it? Am I being too nice or should I be selfish? Like, you know, at the same time, like, you want to try to...
But how many people come to the Rav Shir?
Like 8 or 10, like it's not terrible. Like, you know, I'm sure every person like is noticeable, but like at Elul was a little better. I think we had like more.
we know how that works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. It was. I mean, are you gaining from the Rav Shir?
I'm gaining, but not in terms of like. Not in terms of like how to